There's Pat.
Not great. Okay. Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Well, then we'll go ahead and declare a quorum to begin this meeting of the Peaks Public Infrastructure District. Now, it is, my computer says 2:03, and present we have, and this meeting is being recorded, but present we have me, Betsy Fowler with WBA, Betsy Fowler Russin, George Rowley, Pat Burns, Amanda Castle with PCGI, as well as Blair Gardner, and then excused is Nate Reeve. So with that, we'll jump right into the preliminary action items. If you can all follow along on the screen. First thing is to approve the agenda as presented today. Anything anyone wants to add?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
Great. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Blair. I don't need to ask all in favor since there's just the two of you. Next, we'll confirm conflicts of interest disclosures. Any new disclosures anyone wants to make today?
Nope.
All right, then we'll move on to the public comment portion of the meeting. I don't see any members of the public online. How about there, Mandy, at the location?
Nobody's here.
Okay, then we'll move on from the public comment section to the action items portion of the meeting. The first action item is to approve the minutes from the January 15th regular meeting. And let's see, January 15th might be a typo. I think it's actually January 28th meeting. But those were part of the packet. Any additions anyone wants to make to those or any objections?
Nope.
I make a motion to approve.
And I second.
All right, thanks. Pat made the motion and Blair seconded. They're so noted. Then we also, I'll turn this over to Amanda from PCGI for approval of the 2026 unaudited financials.
Thank you, Betsy. I appreciate it. I am going to go ahead and share my screen. Oh, no, you've got it. Perfect. Thank you.
I'll drive. You can tell me where to go.
Okay, perfect. If you wouldn't mind just scrolling down one page, please. We have for the board's review and approval the financial statements as of March 31st, 2026. From a total asset perspective, we are showing current assets of 3.4 million. It is worth noting that 2.7 million of that is a special assessment fee receivable, offset by that deferred special assessment fee revenue in liabilities. It's a best practice to show that way. With that, the district truly has roughly $720,000 in cash, offset by those current liabilities of accounts payable and interest payable of roughly $40,000. In total, we've got total liabilities and fund equity of just over 5.5 million on that piece. Betsy, if you wouldn't mind going to the next page, please. And thank you. From a general fund perspective, we've got a little bit of interest income for the year, offsetting our administrative expenditures, which are being funded with the amount of ending fund balance remaining as of 12/31. In total, we've processed $20,000 of relative expenditures associated with legal, the district's audit, and accounting and finance. We can move to the next page, please. From a debt service perspective, we have seen assessment fee revenue of just over $111,000. That, coupled with interest income, have been used to boost, I'll say, the ending fund balance. We will see that decrease the next quarter when we have our interest payable. So we do have an interest payment coming up in June. We will use the assessment fee revenue that has been received through May 1st to pay for that. And you'll see that come out in the next set of financial statements. And then, if you could go, perfect, thank you. And then, from a capital projects perspective, we don't have anything going on there right now, but we do have a little bit of interest income that has fed into that fund balance. If there are any questions there, I would be happy to answer them. If not, we can look at the claims payable and then move to approve.
No questions.
All right. From a claims payable perspective, we've got a couple of buckets in our claims piece. The first being cash coming from the admin fund for invoices relative to the audit and accounting, as well as some cost of issuance pieces for final transfers from that fund. In total, there's $27,000 of relative expenditures. Those have been made and approved. We just have the detail in there for the board's review. Again, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer those. If not, I think we just need a motion to approve as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I second.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Was that motion by Pat and seconded by Blair? Just for my
Yes.
note. Okay. Thank you. All right. With that, thank you, Amanda. We'll move on to item C, which is the adoption of a resolution identifying an anchor location for board meetings. You'll see this here. This is brought about because of new legislation that was just passed by the Utah legislature 2 months ago, HB 17. And what this does essentially is it's requiring boards of trustees of PIDs to meet within the boundaries or as close to the boundaries of the PID as possible. And now that language, if at all possible, it needs to be held within the district. And then there's a definition of if it's not possible to hold the meetings within the district, it needs to be held near. And that definition of near is what the board can decide. And then if not near, then one of the options is within the municipality or the creating entity. Now here, Peaks was created. I think you guys are just down the road, not quite in Morgan County, where the current acre location sits. And so we need to, is there a building at the PID location or at the location where the dist within the district boundaries that we could use for ongoing? It's after May 6th is when it becomes effective, but for future board meetings. I don't know if I just talked in circles or if that made sense, but
So you need a building on site to be able to do board meetings at?
that's what the legislation requires. Now, what we would need to is if it is an anchor location, because these are public meetings, we'll need to have a member, not a member of the board, but somebody from the board who could actually get online and Zoom, get access via Zoom in case a member of the public does show up or want to participate in the meeting. And George, feel free to step in and correct me if I'm saying this incorrectly, but
Yeah.
yeah, they want, if possible, for meetings to take place within the districts.
And if not within the entity that approved the district's formation. And for Pat, just so you know, for Sage Creek, we don't need to do this because it's an IFD, not a PID. And so that's the difference between why we're doing it for Peaks, but not for Sage Creek.
So, if you guys wanted to discuss it or amongst yourselves, I believe the office we're using now is down Ogden Way, so not quite in the same county. But is there a building up on site or within the district that we'd be able to use?
Let's do the last building at Peaks, the last one to be built there, Blair. And then I've
Okay.
got my office right there.
Yeah, let's do
My
that.
remote off, my job site office trailer, but doesn't have an
Yeah.
address. But we use the last building we're going to build, the last door. We'll get you that address.
Great. And then what we'll need is like I said, with upcoming meetings, if someone could be there at the time of the meeting, and then we'll need to be able to have somebody post the agenda for the meeting at the location 24 hours prior, whether it's just someone there who can print it and tape it on the door. Or if you could do that yourselves, Pat, we just need to let you know that would be a requirement.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right. We'll get that sent out then. Let me pull the agenda back up. With that, then, so here's the form of the resolution. We'll get the address from you, but at this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the resolution as it is And then we'll add in the anchor location.
I make a motion to approve the resolution.
And I second.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Blair. And then I think that'll move us on in the agenda to the administrative non-action items. There's just the reminder to complete annual training. And I think that means Nate is left to do it, but he's not here. We'll send an
I
email out.
actually, Betsy, I checked before and he did it. It was just saved in Sage Creek and not in Peaks.
Ah,
So
okay.
he has done it. It is taken care of.
All right. That means you guys are all you're all good.
Compliant. Good.
And I know there's a matter that you wanted to discuss. What we could do is we could entertain a motion to adjourn here and then stay on the line to talk about the email issue. Does that sound like a good idea, or do you want to talk about it here
No,
on
I'll
the
make a
record?
motion to adjourn.
All right. Is there a second?
And I second.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Blair. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting, and I guess Amanda will say see you later. And Mandy, unless you're taking notes for Nate, thank you for your attendance too.
Okay, I am taking
Thanks.
notes for Nate, so I'll stay on.
Thanks,
Okay.
guys. See you later.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.